Howl is a young adult. He has black hair, black eyes. He wears black clothes and often wears shorts too. He is currently a college freshman at City College, San Francisco. He is nice, tall, and helpful person. He likes to dance, take pictures, and always helped out his family. He always stay up late past midnight to finish his work and shower late. He likes to watch animation video and listen to K-pop. He always tried to reply of all the questions that people ask him and suggest new things to people. He is my brother. He is 4 years older than me. He always helped me with my work or just other questions that I need answered. Sometimes I get annoyed by him, but I am glad that he's my brother. I was very nervous when I sat down across from him. I started to get my question paper and didn't know how to start because I never interviewed someone before. I calmed myself down by taking a deep breath in and out for a couple seconds. Then I pressed the record button and started. I was still shaking, but my goal was to ask him about his race, ethnicity, and his immigration experience. So my first question that I asked him, what is your ethnicity?
Ethnicity-wise, I believe our pairing, I identify me as Chinese, but you know, sometimes there's a mix in between your nationality and your ethnicity-wise, but in conclusion, it's Chinese.
Then I continue on with my question with my shaky voice and ask him, do people get confused about your race?
That definitely do happen. It's not like it doesn't. Especially when you're Chinese and Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have impression that they would thought you are Chinese, which they are not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of why I am Chinese, nationality, I am Vietnamese. But sometimes people tend to get mixed up when I speak both language. In a way, it's not wrong, nor people, you know, put that stereotype on me saying that, you know, all Asians look the same. In my cases, is that since I'm also identifying myself Chinese, and when people say I look Chinese, that's because I am.
Mm-hmm.
And not all people really recognize this Vietnamese sense of me. So every time people ask me, who am I actually, I just tell myself I'm Chinese. That way it could blend in a little bit more easier. But at the same time, I need to clarify myself that I am from Vietnam and I am Vietnamese. So in that sense, it really depends on the situation.
I found his response was very interesting to me because I totally relate to them. And sometimes people assume my race other than Viet and Chinese. Then I continued and my voice got calm and I asked him the last question. What changed you when you came to America?
A lot of aspects. I feel like my first exposure to American culture was actually through Disneyland. Disneyland, my bad. So I definitely learned English and the culture of it through watching American movie. I think American movie and the entertainment industry and their movie and film had
like cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those stuff.
They go across international, different country, globally. So you, in a sense, you learn a bit about the U.S. and also the United States involvement into a lot of country affairs, such as the Philippines, those stuff does affect.
What if those channels doesn't exist and you just came to America?
Then that would be a little bit different experience because you don't get a good sense of how the U.S. is, or at least, you know, the stereotypical view of, you know, the American people. But one other thing that definitely changed me when it comes to U.S. is how open-minded people is. I don't think the people in Vietnam are really aware of their political status because, you know, they don't have the chance to vote for their leader.
Like, they're just there.
They just have to, you know, they are just citizens and you know, the government just do whatever they want. But in here in the U.S., you have the voice and you have the choice to vote who is your, who will be your president, who will be your senator. And because of that choice, people are more well aware of not just, I don't know, how the government works. I mean, with check and balance, you know, I mean, this country is run by the people.
Yeah.
So in a sense, people have the right to know. And I guess that is one of the important facts that have changed because of that ability to know and the right that you should only know the truth.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's changed a lot because I learned more instead of, you know, having the government just do whatever they need to do and the people never get the chance to, you know, protest or anything like that. But it's definitely nice to see people, you know, stand up for their own voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, do what they need to do and make it right.
I really thought his response were going to be the same as me. But it was really different from my expectation. And after I heard his response, I could see why he chose that answer. This interview was a one-time experience because I never got to sit down and ask my brother a question, which was nerve-wracking. But my mood changed over time when I kept asking this question. My brother helped me a lot to prepare for my interview and suggesting what I should start and how I should start for this project. This was interesting for me because I got interviewed before, but I never got to interview someone before. This was a cool experience because even though we have the same race and ethnicity, he has a different experience. Also, that was my goal, to know what was his experience was compared to mine. This interview prepared me for speaking in the future, and I can talk to strangers and make new friends so I don't be awkward.